Fitness, Kiss 108 Studios. Now, back to Billy and Lisa in the morning on Kiss 108.
Well, what do you know? It's time to play the match game, which means we've got giant prizes to give away. We'll run down the prizes that are available, right, Lisa, in a couple of minutes. But first, we need a caller 25. We need a player. 617-931-1108. I can see clearly that JoJo is in the customer service center. He's ready to take the calls, go through the first 24, and land on number 25. So caller 25, 617-931-1108. Yes, Lise?
So last night, I don't know, Winnie, if you met a listener.
Yes,
who
I did.
Who actually is playing the match game, and she has created her own system of keeping track of what's been revealed.
Yeah, she came up to me, too. It's a convoluted system. It's very complicated.
Yeah, but she's got it all organized. Yeah. She was missing one day, and she was trying to, like, and we said, nope.
I said, nope.
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 But this is exactly what we wanted with the match game, right? We wanted people really playing along, but at the same time, having fun with it. Now, we have given away some prizes, right, Liz?
We have. So the Taylor Swift tickets went, I think that was the first prize we gave away.
Second.
Yeah. Which was the first? Kiss Concert and Jingle Ball.
Yeah.
And then the Taylor Swift tickets was a complete surprise. Then the trip to Waterville Valley, the $500 Market Basket gift card has also been revealed and given away.
Still a lot of stuff in there.
Like the Vane Medi Spa, that's a great prize.
Absolutely.
The pink tickets, the Boys to Men with the dinner right around Valentine's Day.
Passes
great prize.
To Boston Calling.
Yep, the three-day pass.
And like a $1,000 gift card to Patriot Place? That's huge.
$100 to Dunkin'.
That's a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we play the match game. That's why we do it. We're givers.
We are.
I think you all realize that. As a group, we are givers.
Yes, we love a giver.
Well, Winnie's kind of a taker at times, too. But for the most part,
most of the time.
As a group, if anybody asked, we're givers.
We're very generous.
All right. We got her? Yes. Oh, look at that. It's Michelle with one L. Are we sure of that?
No, it's two L's.
Okay.
I just scribbled.
Okay, because my wife is Michelle with one L.
Yes.
So, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually Michelle with 1L, too.
Oh, good for you. Where are you calling in from, Michelle?
North Andover.
Oh, that's a lovely town, North Andover. Yeah, they got a nice center of town
there
in North Andover and everything. Good for you. What do you do for work or what do you do with your life?
I'm an IT manager.
Oh, wow. IT.
Oh, we could use you here.
Absolutely.
we really could.
Yeah, we tried to find an IT person.
Really, you don't exist here in this building.
We used to have one.
We used to have multiple ones. Well, good for you. Have you been paying attention to the match game, Michelle?
I have. I've got the convoluted list that your listener had last night.
Oh, you're not the actual listener from last night, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay, so Michelle, it's time to play the match game. Let's go.
It's time to play Billy and Lisa's match game on Kiss 108.
Hey, that's us, Billy and Lisa on Kiss. Okay, Michelle, what number do you want to go with first?
Okay, I'll go with number 19.
Number 19.
Ooh, it's the Valentine's Day dinner and Boys to Men tickets.
Whoa.
That's a big one.
Oh, yeah. Can you say romance in the air? Love in the air? Okay, so Michelle, what do you want to go with next? What's your next pick?
Number nine.
Oh! She got it.
We got a winner. Michelle with one L in North Andover, Massachusetts. Michelle, my bell. Whoa, this is a hot night, Michelle. This is a huge prize. Oh, God, Winnie's so jealous.
I'm so jealous. I'm going to try to get my way in there, too.
Of course.
So hopefully I'll see you there.
Of course. You want to get into the dinner, too?
Yes, I'm going to come to dinner, too. So let me know where you're going.
Is it bad that I get chills when I hear Boys to Men?
Oh, they're amazing. They're so good.
That's right, baby. Michelle.
Have you seen them before, Michelle?
I have not.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Good for you for getting that match.
Yeah.
Michelle, are you married or happy? I mean, are you married or are you dating someone?
I'm happy.
Well, you're going to take that date of yours, a big Valentine's celebration with Boys to Men, and you get dinner on the town. So, Michelle, hold on.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
JoJo's in the customer service center, and he'll get all your information. Yep. Congratulations!
Yay, thank you.
All right. Another winner in the match game.
I love that we have a winner.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle Wu, mayor of Boston, calling in minutes. That's next. Stand by.
I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you. Die for you, yeah. I would die for you, I would lie for you, keep it real.
Kiss 108.
Boston has never let anyone else define our possibilities. It's thanks to the people of Boston that I could stand here tonight and say, the state of our city is strong.
That's Michelle Wu, the mayor of the city of Boston, delivering her very first State of the City address last night. And Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Great to have you here. I got to tell you something. Lisa Donovan, who's sitting here next to me, had a big book club event last night at Encore Boston Harbor.
I heard. I hope it was great.
You should come to the next one, Madam Mayor.
We would love to have you, Madam Mayor. It would be so exciting.
That sounds great. We'll read something very city wonky, nerdy.
We'll read them all, right?
So here's the deal, Madam Mayor. I had to rush home. I left Lisa's event early because I had to get home to watch you on TV. And you were fabulous.
Thank you. It was quite a big event, and it was amazing to be there with. We were at the new MGM Music Hall. So
yeah.
Great venue, lots of community members, and we had the chance to celebrate our city workforce, the civic heroes who get up every day and give their all to serve people who might never meet them or see them, but count on them to keep our streets clean and our city healthy.
Can I call you Michelle just for this segment?
Yes.
Okay. So, Michelle, I ask athletes all the time, you know, I'll say, so do you have a game day ritual? So did you have a State of the City ritual prior to delivering the speech last night?
Let me think. I ate lunch way too late at 3 p.m. And, you know, we were just finishing up some of the words of the speech. I like to play a little piano before any big thing just to get any nerves out. Mm-hmm. And I got there early, and we didn't have a snowstorm like we were maybe worried about. So everything worked out, and it was a wonderful night.
So how advanced a pianist are you?
It's been a little while since I've been having a lot of time to play, but I get to spend some time here and there working with great groups around the city. I played with the Boston Children's Chorus for their annual MLK concert. I've played with organizations in different neighborhoods. And so it's a fun way just to connect and not have to say anything or do any public speaking.
Do you have a favorite pop song you play on the piano? You know, like Bruno Mars or something?
You know, when I was growing up, I had a music book that was like pop songs of the day, but it hadn't been updated in a super, super long time. So it was songs like, let me think, like To Live the Impossible Dream.
Oh, my God.
That's going way back.
So I'm all like from that era. Someone send me a Bruno Mars one so I can get caught up. That'd be great.
All right, we'll do that.
We're going to get to know you a little bit more in a couple of minutes, but I have to ask, since you gave the speech last night, is there one moment you're most proud of in your first year, a highlight from the year, so to speak?
We have tried wherever we can to be out in community and making a difference in all the little things that really matter. I think there were, you know, we've had some big wins like making 3 bus lines free and putting so much funding and energy into housing so that people can have a better shot at affording to stay in our city. That's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. But last night was just looking out at the crowd, people from every part of Boston, every generation represented there. And that's really what we're fighting for, is for our city to be a city for everyone.
Awesome. And it was a really, really nice speech. But if you don't mind, we're going to get to know the mayor right now, Justin. Can we get to know the mayor?
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
You ever play that one on the piano, Mayor?
Yep, yeah, I can do that one.
Okay, here we go. Getting to know Mayor Wu. Any particular shows that you're watching on TV right now?
The kids are always around, so we just finished watching The Mysterious Benedict Society, season 2, mm-hmm. which was great.
Yeah.
Way better than season 1. I kind of get sucked all the way in with shows. And so I think the last thing that I was watching was, is it called Inventing Anna?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was great.
Wow, that was a great show. Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
A favorite movie of all time. I mean, I really like sci-fi movies. What is that movie called with the, is it called Arrival?
Arrival, yeah. I love that movie too.
The language and the translation and yeah, that one's great. And then again, I spend probably way too much time with a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old on the kids' movie.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you're cruising around, Madam Mayor, okay? You're all by yourself. The kids are home or somewhere else. And what music are you listening to in the car?
Okay, I'll listen to you all. That is, it's great in the morning.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Justin, the executive producer?
I did hear it, and I loved it.
Mayor of Boston listening to this radio show. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, go ahead.
I'll listen to classical. I'm not so much a country music person or anything. That's probably the one kind of music that I don't really listen to. Mm-hmm. But everything else I'm game for.
Well, you had a bad bunny moment, didn't mm-hmm. you?
I did have a bad bunny moment. I had a very ruining bad bunny moment. He's so nice, and it's amazing that we have so many opportunities in the Boston area to have major stars and figures come through. And he was really generous and spending a little bit of time with my team and me at the show.
Well, the city of Boston has some amazing music venues. Well, you spoke last night at MGM Music Hall. That's one of the hottest ones in the city right now. But the concerts at Fenway Park, we are so lucky in this city of Boston, Madam Mayor.
It's great. And it makes a difference because, you know, you can do everything right as a city. You can work on making sure all the basics are there and that is everyone is taken care of. And then you still need that element of fun and community and people wanting to be together and have opportunities to feel excited about what's happening. So between right now, the Bruins and the Celtics and our art scene, I feel so blessed at where we are as a city.
All right, I got to ask you, do you have a celebrity crush?
I have kind of two categories. One is chefs. Just the first time I met Joanne Chang, I feel like I couldn't speak. She's a hero in many ways.
She's a good friend, too. She's great.
Yeah.
And it gives back to so much for Boston. And then, you know, it's not so much a crush, but I feel like I've watched the Celtics games and know all them and both my kids know every player and their number and how they're doing health-wise. It feels like they're just like family members, you know? So when I get the chance to see them, that's always a really great thing. And the players and the team are also so invested in our city, give back, and are present at community events. So again, we're really lucky.
I got to tell you, I host a high school quiz show over at WGBH, and you ask one of the questions this season on high school quiz show. It's great.
Yeah, that was a blast. I did stuff like that growing up too, so it's in my element.
Oh, you were on a team?
We had, now this is showing a little bit of kind of which social circle I was in high school. We had a classics quiz bowl team called Kirtamen. I was involved in the National Junior Classical League. And so I've been in had a not as intense as high school quiz bowl, but
the quiz bowl,
had a little similar experience.
Okay, so before I let you go, Madam Mayor, your children, how old and what are their names?
They're 5 and 8, and their names are Cass and Blaze, and they keep me on my toes every single day.
Oh, Blaze is a cool
name. I love both their names.
I'm changing my name to Blaze.
Yeah.
I love that name. But Madam Mayor, here's what we want to do, okay? We do our KISS concert every summer. It's typically in June, and we're going to offer you the very first tickets to KISS Concert 23, and you can bring the family.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much.
All right, and hopefully...
This is a great moment. Thank you for having me, and you know, we're working hard in Boston for everyone, focused on housing and transportation and all the issues that we know need a lot more work in kind of hard times. But this is a great city, and we are hiring. We're looking to add to our amazing workforce, and most of all, we're here. If anyone needs help or services, we can get you connected to the right place.
There you go. And if you don't mind, when we're trying to get Bad Bunny for KISS Concert, I'm going to throw your name around. Madam Mayor, congratulations on last night. Congratulations on your first year as Mayor of Boston. You're doing a great job. And thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was cool. I was hoping she was going to say her celebrity crush was you.
No, she knows who hers is.
Joanne Chang is pulling from the family recipes again this week. Her mama's famous dumplings.
Oh. Did I mention first name basis?
Yeah.
The mayor of Boston,
yes,
okay?
You are.
I'm just saying, okay? Coming up next, the entertainment report, and we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. That's next. Stand by.
It's hilarious.
We love Billy and Lisa.
I love every morning waking up to you. You make me laugh.
Love them. Yes,
the podcast Murder in Miami traces the connection between the killing of a private investigator and an...
Celtics, and we're back with Billy and Lisa in the morning on KISS 108. Yo, Billy and Lisa, when we ballin'?
Anytime you want.
I was just going to say that.
But you had something else in mind. I was thinking we just hit the court.
Oh, no. So... We're going to the court.
I don't want to go to the court with him. I would like to go somewhere else.
So Jaylen Brown, we had the Boston mayor on a couple of minutes ago. Lisa had her book club last night. That was a packed house, a sold-out event.
Yep.
Hi, guys. Good morning to everybody. It's great to hear that the women have Lisa's book club to go to. But how about the guys? Billy, since we got gambling coming to Encore, why don't you do a guy's gambling club? Uh-huh. What a good idea.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What a good idea.
I think I'll leave that up to my son, Chris. If anybody's going to do that, I think Chris could do that easily.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah, I don't really. I'm such a bad gambler. I don't need to be close to it.
Well, you're a mush.
I am.
Yeah, which is okay. But you don't have to gamble for the gambling club.
Or you could do a whole different type of club.
Organize it.
I'm such a mush that even people around me lose just for being close to me. It's amazing. You know that, Lise. You've never won when you're close to me.
Well, the last time we were at Encore, which was like a couple of weeks ago, we all lost big in the slot machines. And you were sitting right in the middle of us.
Not a single bell went off.
Yeah, no.
Like nothing.
all four of us were losers.
Nah, you're a mush.
He was also the biggest loser in the whole world. They called him mush because everything he touched turns to mush. He would go to the racetrack. And the teller would give him his tickets already ripped up.
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
Oh, man. Yes, sports betting becomes legal in Massachusetts. Next Tuesday morning, Encore Boston Harbor has been ready for months and is ready to go next week.
The Bruins are on their way to a record-setting winning streak with the NHL, and we all know how great the Celtics are. Super Bowl's coming. So, you couldn't ask for a better time to introduce legalized sports betting. There's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, and again, Encore hosted Lisa's book club event last night. By the way, there are 3 Massachusetts casinos ready to go in the state of Massachusetts. How about the winning ticket in Mega Millions last night? A single winner, $31 million, and that winning ticket was sold in Belchertown, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Western Mass.
Yeah.
Near Amherst.
Oh, that's
I said
right.
It right.
You yes. did.
Near Amherst. Amherst.
Yeah. And that's something else we figured out this morning. It's not Amherst. It's Amherst.
Yes.
We thank High School Quiz Show yep. for that. The first of the performers announced yesterday for the Grammy Awards, Lizzo, Bad Bunny, Steve Lacy, Sam Smith, and Kim Petras, all on the list of the Grammy Awards coming up February 5th on CBS. Giselle and her jiu-jitsu boyfriend horseback riding together in Costa Rica. Didn't they arrive in Costa Rica weeks ago?
Well, the pictures I saw were from a couple of days ago. They were out running together. Remember yeah. that photo that surfaced last week? So, yeah, they're just frolicking all over Costa Rica.
So they've been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, the kids my. Are there.
Meantime, apparently she and Tom are looking at a very private school in Miami, although they are looking separately. That must have been a little awkward for the school officials.
I'm sure they're used to it.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of rich parents that don't get along.
A lot of breakups. Bad breakups.
I was watching the video of him touring the school. He's very skinny.
I know.
Really skinny.
It's too much.
He's a pencil.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
But imagine, you know, Giselle walks in and says, will Tom be joining you? Will the dad be coming? Yeah, he's coming separately. Let it go. New details surfacing on Jeremy Renner's snowcat incident. Reports say his nephew was driving the snowcat and apparently lost control, right, Lise?
Right. So he tried to stop it, and that's when he got pulled underneath. So he was trying basically to save his nephew.
Sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder how old his nephew was to be driving that.
I don't know. 30 bones crushed, yeah, though. That's got to
so
hurt.
So troubling.
You know, we had the Boston mayor on a couple of minutes ago, Michelle Wu. I should have asked her, isn't there a proposal, Justin, to possibly bring the NBA All-Star game here to Boston?
Yeah. This is a story that I was said when Winnie came in this morning. I said, this is your dream, Winnie. Your dreams are coming true in 2026. Maybe. Yeah, they're proposing at a city council meeting that the NBA All-Star game be played in be here in Boston.
I think it should be.
It definitely should be.
Yeah.
Be a good time.
Oh, that's like the Super Bowl for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love basketball.
Start planning your outfits now.
You know how many women, that's a known thing, how many women travel to the NBA All-Star game every year?
Really?
To hook up.
To meet a player, hook up, yeah.
I've never been to that, but I have been to March Madness a few times.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm just saying, I went to college. It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. Not for, like, sex, like, to watch basketball.
Right. Right, right.
Well, speaking of...
when we balling.
Anytime. Meantime, speaking of basketball, remember the scandal involving ousted Celtics coach Ime Udoka and his girlfriend Nia Long?
Yes. Oh, yes, we do.
He had to leave town in shame.
And I don't think he's working.
Never to be seen again.
Right, I don't think
really?
He's... I don't think he's coaching it, right?
No.
Shame.
The Nets almost took him, but then they went in a different direction.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Nia Long was on Kelly and Ryan yesterday, and she's in the new Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy movie, You People, which comes out on Netflix tomorrow, or rather today. And she's just back from Dubai, where apparently she went to that Beyonce show.
I'm so proud of her. She's a national treasure.
Yeah.
She opened with the most beautiful gown, and she's just so elegant, and I think... And you know this, Kelly, when you're in this industry and you're trying to balance the work and the looks and the weight and the aging and all the things that we have to go through
and
as women.
And the children.
And the children. Yeah. And to get on that stage and have that much grace, I was just like, yay. It almost made me want to cry.
Wow.
I was so happy to see her on Kelly and Ryan yesterday. I was
yeah.
like, this is great. She's back. She looks awesome.
She was also holding hands with Omarion. Did you see that, Winnie?
Wait, Nia Long?
Nia Long and Omarion were at the premiere.
With yep. Omarion?
At the movie premiere, Red Carpet?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Holding hands.
They're like 15 years apart. Good for her.
Yep. Good for her.
Good for her.
You know Omarion.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Omarion. And right now, I'm hanging with Billy Costa.
That's right
here on KISS Top 30 Countdown.
Yeah. Hey. You know what it is? It's karma.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
My main man right there.
There we go.
She's beautiful. And she's working. So
she
it's
is.
All good.
I'm telling you, I was like, we've talked about it when we were watching her interview. It was like, oh my God, there she is.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's in the movie. He was on Kimmel last night promoting the movie.
Jonah Hill and Kenya Barris wrote the movie.
And when I read the script, I was like, oh, I have to do this. I just thought it was a really hip way, kind of like a modern Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Because most romantic comedies don't have a little edge to them. This had like this little edge. Like I said,
it's definitely coming, an edge.
It's like a Guess Who's Coming to Roscoe's.
Kanye and Kim's kids, North and Saint, they're going to be in a movie, Lise?
Yeah, they're going to be in Paw Patrol 2, the sequel. Their mom, Kim, played a white poodle in the first one, and she's going to be the same poodle again in the second one. And North actually has a role as one of the puppies. And I guess Saint has sort of a cameo appearance.
So this is their movie debut, the kids?
It is.
God, it doesn't stop with the Kardashians. It's amazing, the business.
Seven and nine.
They are.
They're 9 and 7, and they're out here.
Here they go.
Yeah, they're working. Yeah.
Off and going. Wow. You think the mom is behind this one, too?
Well, there's this whole Nepo baby. Have you guys been reading about this whole thing? Yeah.
It helps. Nepotism is. It works
in
for
Hollywood.
Some people.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, put him in the movie.
Uh-huh. What a good idea.
I mean, the king of nepotism right here, Billy Costa. His whole family has jobs because of him.
Okay.
Well, he invented everybody. Everybody that's come across him in this business, he invented.
Yeah, and 90% of them are related to him.
Yep. Yep. He invented me.
That's right. I did invent you, Mr. Executive Producer. Yeah.
He was running out of sons that wanted to be in radio.
Yeah. Police this week called to Britney Spears' home on a welfare check. Apparently, fans phoned it in simply because she deleted her Instagram. Doesn't she do that all the time?
Fans need their own lives.
I'm surprised the cops actually responded
I
to
know.
That.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, like, they say she's fine. Although we're not sure that they checked with Britney. It might have been a housekeeper or something.
She's not fine.
She's far from fine.
Yeah.
But she was annoyed that they called the cops.
I bet.
Yeah.
Now, why does she hold on to her naked breasts in every single post?
Because you can't post them naked on Instagram.
I know, but is it a fascination for her breasts? Or like
she likes being naked, that's for sure.
No, she's just covering her nipples so that she can post it.
Yeah.
Well, why not just wear something?
Because she wants to show you that she's comfortable in her body, but she knows she can't post completely nude because they'll take it down.
Well, you think that's what it is?
I think that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm.
Body comfort?
Yeah, like, look at me, I'm 40 and I'm hot.
She needs that. She needs that attention.
She does.
I need that attention too sometimes.
Okay, you're 40 and you're hot, Justin.
Well, why are you going to be posting pictures?
No. Well, no, I'm good.
Right. Well, you post pictures from the gym and from your ice baths.
I do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I posted one yesterday. I had a really tough leg day.
Yeah, you were on the floor from exhaustion.
Yeah.
You look good, kid.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you're looking good.
I'm doing my best.
Good looking legs there.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa knows the Quadzilla.
Yeah. Key to my heart.
You know, good looking legs. Justin, keep showing them. Yeah.
ABC is going to have mediation meetings now with TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. They're still off the air. They're not on the air. I had a great idea. I passed it along to Winnie and Lisa earlier this morning. I think Good Morning America should have Robin Roberts sit down with those two because there was a story that she called them both into her office and shook them down and said, you need to stop. I think if she sat down and interviewed Amy and TJ, that would be a big segment.
It would be a huge segment. Yeah. I just don't know if their lawyers would allow it. But I did see that TJ and Amy were off to some, you know, vacation spot because they were spotted at the airport yesterday together.
Oh, off they go.
With suitcases.
Mm-hmm. Former President Trump's Instagram and Facebook accounts have been reinstated. And the former president will be literally in Justin's neighborhood this weekend, right, Justin?
Yeah, only about a minute from my house. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to decide if I should sell spots in my driveway.
That was my idea.
I think you should.
$20 a spot.
Put Nani in charge of it.
Oh, she'll do anything for a buck.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta go more than 20.
You have to get those, like, the flag. Because I see it at the Topsfield Fair. I parked in someone's driveway at the Topsfield Fair.
I paid them
$40.
Oh, was it 40?
It was cash. It was 40. And we were close, and off we went.
It's like $80 around Fenway.
Yeah, but that's Boston. You think so? I don't know. I was thinking 20, but I'll do 40.
Yeah, 20, 25.
Yeah. You gotta gouge people, buddy.
Well, their Trump supporters say they love him so much. Like, they'll definitely pay more.
Yeah. Mm. And they'll be desperate because they will have been driving around for like 2 hours looking for some place to park.
Okay. And then they'll have to listen to this all day.
This is Norny.
Hey, we're brought to you by Ocean Edge Resort, calling all Harry Potter fans out there. This February school vacation, cast your sights and spells on Wizarding Week at Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club on the Cape and bring the kids for a week of magic workshops, indoor pool Quidditch competitions, and so much more. The House Cup is on the line. Great rooms, great villas, all available at great rates. Just go to OceanEdge.com, and there you go.
Oh, look, my first customer.
Okay, now I'm parked on your face, okay? How we doing now?
I have this thing where I get old.
Billy and Lisa.
Kiss 108.
Okay, and we're back. We're going to have weird stories coming up in a couple of minutes. And Justin, I got to tell you something. Justin gets more excited about weird stories than anything else he does in there.
It's because, you know, we all see these crazy stories every day, you know, on Instagram, on Twitter, on the news. And this is the place where they all can live. We put them all together in one spot, talk about them, play audio from them. And yeah, I look forward to it.
So much so that now you're finding weird story follow-ups.
Yeah, so if there's a weird story that I really like or really hits, I'll follow the story and see if there's an update and a follow-up.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And I love it. Justin will come into the main studio here because if you're new to the show, Justin's in his own studio because he's has got all the stuff to do. And we're all in here, and JoJo's over there on the phone bank. And Justin will walk in and say, Lisa, you're going to love this. This one's just for you.
Yeah.
This got your name all over it, Lisa. And Billy, you'll love this one.
And you know what? The first weird story that Lisa does, you're going to be like, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, weird stories are coming up, right, Lisa?
They're coming up. And we've got $1,000 too. We're giving so much away on this show.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Even keep track. But if you're listening after 9, you'll get that keyword, and you could be $1,000 richer. I'll come up right after 9.
The Planet Fitness Kiss 108 Studios. Now, back to Billy and Lisa in the morning on Kiss 108.
And this just in a couple of minutes ago, John Mayer's hitting the road again. John Mayer coming into Boston. He'll be at the TD Garden. I guess it's an acoustical tour, but he'll be at the TD Garden on a Monday, March 19th. And it's time for crazy, weird stories. But first, we've got $1,000 to give away. Let's go.
Kiss 108. Paying your bills with $1,000. Just enter the nationwide keyword green at kiss108.com. That's green. Enter it now at kiss108.com.
And now it's time for stories that make you say,
Gravity.
And gravity.
No, oh, Billy, yeah. No.
No, we're not there.
No. John Mayer.
Fathers, be good to your daughters.
Gravity. Gravity.
Oh, yeah.
Fathers, be good to your daughters.
Well, baby, let's go, Johnny.
I love that song.
At least you want to start us off?
Sure. So you know how much I love fashion, all types of fashion. Well, this is a fast fashion story. It's from the company Shein. A woman from Michigan, a mom, she's 38. She ordered a new dress, mm-hmm. and she was super excited. The package came to the door. She opened it up, and inside was a note telling her that she was going to die.
Mm. On opening it, 6 pieces of unfolded papers fell out. I opened one up, and they all say the same thing. You are going to die in this suit. Mm. A little bit worried and scared. I will not be wearing this dress. Nor trying it on. Call the local police department even.
Okay, Lise, so you order a piece of fashion from the RealReal or wherever. Mm-hmm. It comes in. You really want this piece, and it has a note that says that.
I would be freaked out, too.
Would you wear it?
I don't think I would wear it. I think I would call the company and tell them what happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine.
But fast fashion companies get you know, a lot of heat. Because they're not good for the environment and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, what does fast fashion mean?
It's cheap clothing that is just, you know, so it's basically disposable clothing.
Oh.
It's, so if you're like very green about helping the environment, it's cheap. It's like it's wearable. It's very trendy.
It's normally made in a factory in Asia by children,
right?
Oh,
and that
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just yeah. So it does take a lot of, you know, heat for that
so
kind of stuff.
So it's essentially a scare tactic. Just
yes.
someone that doesn't like the way the clothes are made.
Exactly.
And the fact that they're made by children.
It was probably someone who was working, packaging up the goods and, yeah.
Wow.
It's creepy.
Yep.
Maybe a disgruntled packager.
Right.
We have a follow-up. This is new, right, Justin, to the Weird Stories segment, a Weird Story follow-up. You might recall recently we talked about the police officer who was sleeping with the entire police force.
Or not least, the entire, only
at
eight.
Least six co-workers.
Yeah.
Only eight of them.
She was married. Wow.
Yeah, disgraced police officer had sex with her colleagues while on duty. Is being offered $10,000 to perform at a strip club now.
Okay.
Yeah,
in case you forget, this was the original story.
Tonight, five Laverne police officers were fired and three were recently suspended after an investigation found one officer was in intimate relationships with several other officers. According to the human resources director for the city, the mayor got an anonymous tip that a female officer was engaging in sexual relations with at least three other male officers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has become quite the meme on social media.
Ah, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she's taking quite the hit.
It's funny. The story I'm looking at comes with a photograph of course, a stripper in stilettos mounting a pole.
Is that her?
No, she hasn't accepted yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Her poor husband.
Yeah. This is embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing for him. Yes, she is married. And there's a picture floating around of the two of them. And everyone's like, if it was reversed, everyone would be so concerned about the wife, but no one's talking about the poor husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's talking about the wife. The one of the memes I saw earlier this week was a picture of the woman and then all like guys around her, and all the guys around her had Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles logos, and then she had the New York Giants logo on her.
Well, Megan Hall is her name, and that kind of sounds like a stripper. Ladies and gentlemen, now your headliner for this evening. Please welcome Megan Hall. I'm just saying.
It's an embarrassing story for the family.
Yeah.
It really
and
is.
You know what? If you really want to have lots of sex, just don't do it with your coworkers.
Yeah, right.
Billy.
Not really a looker. Lisa, you have something else over there?
Yeah, this is a good one. So during a Duquesne men's basketball game last week, minutes into the second half, they were playing the Loyola Chicago team. A delivery driver, an Uber Eats driver, wandered right out onto the court with a bag of food and a drink to deliver it to, I think, one of the refs.
We got an official's timeout. Somebody came on the floor. Uber Eats delivery or something there is carrying some McDonald's.
Was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court?
That's an Uber Eats sticker. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
there
court.
There he is, there in the corner. Yay.
So this guy is actually, who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
This has to be a joke.
I don't know. It's not a joke. There's a video. Like, it's the craziest story.
It's not a joke.
I got to find that video. I'll post it. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a good one. And now this, a New Hampshire man facing multiple charges, including indecent exposure, after he allegedly ran from a car accident in Plastow, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Arriving officers reportedly found multiple vehicles, heavy damage at the scene, but then were told by witnesses the driver of the Jeep took off or something, Justin?
Now made after a hit-and-run crash in Plastow, New Hampshire. Police say the driver of this Jeep crashed into cars here on Route 125 this morning, then ran from the scene. Mm-hmm. Officers allegedly found the man running without any clothes on behind some houses on Main Street. He's now facing a long list of charges, including indecent exposure and DWI.
Yeah, this is actually near where I live.
Salem District Court.
Yeah, but the 125 in Plastow, I mean, I'll be there today.
Wow.
So that's crazy. I don't know why he was driving naked. That's bizarre.
Well, that's the obvious question. I'm sure that'll be the first question from the judge. Excuse me, sir, but why exactly were you naked running through the streets?
Did he get in the car naked, or did he take his clothes off while he was in the car or after he ran?
Oh, I got to believe he was already naked in the car. It's not easy to take your clothes off in a car.
Yeah, but he could have crashed and then got out and ran and thought maybe if I take my clothes off, I'll be able to hide better.
I don't know. Winnie, you got one?
I do have one. A woman in Florida named Lindsay has been rescued from a storm drain in Delray Beach. Again, it's the third time in 2 years that rescuers have been sent to retrieve the woman from the storm drain in the area. But this time she didn't seem to need help. She ignored police when they arrived and ran into the drain. Authorities were able to trap her from both sides and pull her out with a harness and a ladder. Kennedy allegedly once told her mother that she was taking a journey inspired by the prophet Elijah. It was later confirmed that she's a methadone patient and had her last dose the day before she went missing last March.
It's not easy to get into a storm drain, by the way.
No. What is she? Is she chasing it, the clown?
No, something to do with the prophet Elijah. She's going into the storm drain.
Of course she is.
There's a calling.
You ever see It, the movie?
Yeah.
Eddie lives in the
drain. Yeah.
In the drain.
Yeah. Bill knows.
Bill, if you'll come with me, you'll float too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so creepy. Boy.
Yeah.
The poor thing. You don't want to be in a storm drain.
Never.
There's a lot of gross stuff.
It's always Florida with these weird ass stuff.
Yeah.
Doesn't Alex live in Delray Beach?
My son lives in Delray.
It's a beautiful area.
It's a nice town. Actually, Alex and Chris have places.
Ask him if he heard about this lady.
Okay, I'll ask. Lisa, what have you got?
All right, so Forest City Police found multiple razor blades being placed in gas pump handles in Forest City and surrounding areas. So they went to investigate, and it's quite a serious situation. Mm-hmm.
Before pumping gas, you might want to check the handle before you pick it up, because the Forest City Police Department says they've been finding razor blades in the handles here in the city and throughout the county.
There is no explanation as to why someone would do this. If you're pumping gas, check. Look before you grab. With these times, you know, germs and things anyway, maybe wear gloves until we can come up with a solid answer.
Who are the people that are doing this?
I know, right?
Well, who like, are the people that are pumping their own gas?
Okay, Bill.
Oh, sorry.
Everybody.
Everyone?
There's a lot of places that they don't offer to pump the gas.
There's nowhere where I live that they pump your own gas. I think there's one, actually. But that's it. Everywhere else, you pump your own.
I have a place right near my house that always has the lowest prices at the pumps. And, yes, you just pull up and he pumps your car. You don't even get out of the car.
Really?
Yeah. I go to both. Sometimes I go to the one where they pump, and sometimes I go to where I have to do my own pumping.
Same.
How's that going?
Yeah. Are you well taken care of?
Pumping and pumping and yet.
I prefer the first one.
Okay.
Did you know, though, that New Jersey is the state where you cannot pump your own gas anywhere throughout the state? And also, Weymouth, the town of Weymouth, is you cannot pump your own gas. Google it. The town of Weymouth in New Jersey. Are the two places you cannot pump your own gas?
I heard the New Jersey one. I never heard the Weymouth, but I've heard of the New Jersey one.
Are they trying to just help the...
I think it's a safety thing, too. They say with the gas, and I don't... Yeah, there's multiple reasons, I think, but Jersey and Weymouth.
There was a place in where I grew up in Malden where they pumped your gas, and, at a low point in my life, I never had any money.
Yeah.
So I would, wrangle up some change, and I'd always pay in change. Like, I'd get, 75 cents worth of gas just to get
your wrap. Oh, you just keep
and
going.
They just took my change.
I think we all had...
It's money.
...periods like that in our lives. I remember being like that years ago.
Oh, yeah, put five on it.
Yeah, or you pull in, I'll just take $2, and they look at you.
Well, back in the day, a $20 bill... filled your whole tank.
I remember in my memory, my mom had an SUV and she could fill it on $20.
Yes.
Like in the 2005, 2006. Like it was $1.15.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
You'll never see that again.
No.
Never. Is that it on the weird stories?
I think that's it. There's one left out, but we can save it till tomorrow.
We can't do that. Justin gets all upset. Did you give us a story we didn't include?
I gave it to Winnie.
Yeah, I told Winnie. You we did it last week.
No, there was another one I gave you.
You gave me a new one?
Sensitive he
gets. It's okay.
Wait, where, you didn't give me a new one?
Oh, is this a repeat of yesterday? Remember yesterday you tried to say I didn't?
You didn't give me a new one.
All right, here I come.
Okay, please come.
Oh, here we go. See, Justin's now going to investigate. Here he goes. So he's going to put his hat on. All right, so here he goes.
We're wasting time.
Where'd
you put it?
You could have just verbalized the story, Justin.
So I looked up the Weymouth thing while we're waiting.
Yeah.
They're saying it's a pro-worker sentiment. That's part of it. It could be something else, but what I'm reading in the Patriot Ledger mentions that.
As being
a part of the reason.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting fact, though.
It is. Very interesting.
I threw it away.
I didn't touch it!
I used to think that way. If I was pumping my own gas, I'm taking somebody else's job.
Right.
So that's the reason I pull into the same gas station and let them pump.
But it's safety, too.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Justin, you want to apologize for anything? No?
Absolutely not. I handed you the story and you threw it out.
I didn't throw it anywhere.
I 100% handed it to you.
No, you didn't.
We go through this every day.
Every day.
Why do you get so sensitive about the weird stories?
What was the story? I'm curious. You got to tell the people.
The story was a 29-year-old woman got caught trying to be a high school student. And it actually worked.
Oh.
And she attended like 5 days of school at a high school, and she's 29 before they caught her.
Oh, that's my God, crazy. I love this story.
I can't believe this. I saw this as a Lifetime movie, and I'm not making this up. A woman in her mid-30s was kind of, you know, she was determined to become the high school queen and be on the cheerleading team, and it worked. She went all the way to captain of the cheerleading team for the high school, and she had a high school boyfriend. But then again, she killed a couple of people along the way.
So. Right, but this woman, this 29-year-old, this weird story, how did she get caught?
Last week, my father filed some false documents. An adult female, posing as a student, was able to be enrolled in our high school. She attended school for 4 days. She was in a few classes and then most time in our guidance suite as we were trying to get more information from her.
I can't believe Winnie threw that story away.
You know, really good story. You think you could print it for me and so I can read it?
It's an inexcusable offense.
It's not, I didn't touch it.
I'm going to go on the track. We got to go to break. We're
going to go on the break.
Lisa, you could make the cheerleading team today right now. I'm just saying.
And this was stories that made you say,
Yeah, Lisa, go get some gas.
I just remember my husband the night before just pumping and pumping and having nothing happening.
Yeah, I love Billy and Lisa.
It's the morning wrap-up with Billy on KISS 108.
And the wrap-up brought to you by Dunkin'. Determination comes in so many forms, but always starts with a Dunkin' run. So take your medium or larger coffee in one hand, grab a dollar donut in the other. No matter how you run, Dunkin' run. A $1 donut with any medium or larger coffee excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. And by the way, terms do apply. So let's wrap up the show very early this morning. We were talking about Lisa's incredible book club event last night at Encore Boston Harbor. A complete sellout, by the way. And as it turns out, one of our listeners got lucky.
I went to book club last night, Lisa. I was there with my sisters and my friend, and unbelievable night. I was so glad that I went. But we went into the casino afterwards, and I won a pretty big grand jackpot.
Oh! How big was it?
It was about $8,600.
Crazy.
Imagine that.
Crazy.
That's a good story.
Hey, speaking of prizes, I gave all my raffle tickets to your husband, Tim.
Yeah, he didn't win a thing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Damn, I wanted the Madonna tickets.
We give tickets away, too. We do a raffle to benefit Raising a Reader.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave Carrie Underwood tickets away and Madonna tickets.
How do I know he didn't win?
Because I pulled the ticket.
Maybe you think it's a conspiracy?
Or maybe he wasn't paying attention. Okay, so we had a big debate this morning. I don't know how this started, about the town of Amherst. Because apparently it is Amherst, not Amherst. Hurst, and we got some calls on it.
I went to school out in Western Mass many years ago, and we were always told by the locals that the H is silent in Amherst.
Yep, it's Amherst. I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
We all have.
Me too.
UMass Amherst.
Yeah, and it all started over at a high school quiz show where I tape the shows, and I have to go in the booth and record, and UMass Amherst is one of the sponsors. And they always correct me, but by force of habit, I'm always saying Amherst.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Amherst. Speaking of high school quiz show, we had another round this morning. Lisa Donovan, your host, Justin and Winnie, the contestants. Winnie, of course, from North Quincy High. Justin from Salem, New Hampshire. Here it was.
Created in 2009 by self-taught programmer Marcus Harrison, What virtual sandbox game is the most popular video game of all time? Mm-hmm.
Virtual sandbox game? Mm-hmm. What the hell? Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not
Roblox?
Allowed. This is
Roblox?
Never allowed, the comment.
Is that your final
Roblox?
Answer?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
I am going to say Minecraft.
That answer is correct.
Are you Googling in there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
You're an actual computer.
I have a child.
Mm-hmm. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There I go.
Yeah, you killed me. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
You killed me earlier this week.
No, you won last. You won this game on Tuesday, too. You won.
I won both?
Yeah, remember you and I were back and forth about that brewery situation, and then you ended up pulling out on the
next
question.
Well then.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Nice. Two goose eggs.
By the way, I will be tipping episodes of High School Quiz Show again this weekend. There may or may not be some room left in the live audience. Just go to highschoolquizshow.org. And also this morning, somehow we landed on gender reveals. I thought that was over.
Not so much.
Yeah, a talkbacker wanted to know if she should have one or not. Are they in or are they out? We had a lot of calls, a lot of talkbacks, But this one definitely takes the cake.
I found out the gender in early December, so I asked a local light show if they could reveal it, doing like blue lights or pink lights to Ice Ice Baby. And the guy messaged me and said, hey, congratulations, it's a boy, instead of doing it at the light show. And then he said, how would you like me to go about it, when I had my sister initially message him. So it was a little bit of a letdown, but it was still really fun.
She had a light show to Ice Ice Baby.
I love that.
God, that's humiliating.
Yeah, he blew it.
I got to tell you something. If you're not playing along on the match game, you're crazy. We had a winner this morning. Okay, so Michelle, what do you want to go with next? What's your next pick?
Number 9.
Oh!
She got it!
We got a winner! We got a winner!
Woo! Michelle with one L.
Yeah, Michelle with one L.
I just got the chills again. The Boys to Men. What
yeah,
is
you
wrong
have a thing with Boys to
Can
Men.
Can we go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'll go.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
You want to all do...
let's all go.
We'll do Galentine's.
And I want to get a meet and greet. Let's see if I can. We can figure that out,
that
too.
That would be awesome.
We can make that happen, right, Justin?
No, I can't agree. No, I don't know.
Let's go.
Who are you going to ask?
Heesh?
No, see, this
We've
is what she
We've been on the
does.
Boys to Men wagon years now.
Yeah, but we can't put him on the spot like that.
Yeah, we're going.
I'm going to ask him today.
You can ask him.
Yeah. We'll just go. No, we don't need spouses to go. Yeah. Or no. Frank, you know what I mean? That's a big ask.
Yeah.
So we'll just go as just our little group.
We'll go and I'll have Boys to Men sing to you and Lisa. I'm just saying. Also, don't forget, we had Boston Mayor Michelle Wu call in the morning after her first State of the Union last night. Turns out she listens to this show.
I listen to you all. It's great in the morning.
Yep.
That was awesome.
And she also talked about the Bad Bunny thing at Fenway.
Yeah.
She went
there,
presented it, declared it Bad Bunny Day.
I did have a Bad Bunny moment. I had a very ruining Bad Bunny moment. He's so nice, and it's amazing that we have so many opportunities in the Boston area to have major stars and figures come through, and he was really generous and spending a little bit of time with my team and me at the show.
Yeah.
I really agree with her on that. There are so many venues for us and so many big celebrities, stars, artists, you know, every different genre. They come here and it's like, she's right. It really makes the city special.
Yeah.
And better.
Absolutely. And we talked about that. And we really got to know the mayor. That was our mission, right? Let's get to know the mayor without the mayor's hat on.
You asked her how she prepared for the state of the city.
Yeah.
And she said that she played the piano.
That's what relaxes
her.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wanted so bad to play this, but I didn't. I held back.
I also asked her what her celebrity crush was. I forget. Who was it?
It was Joanne Chang and the entire Celtics basketball team.
Okay.
I thought she was going to say Jaylen Brown.
Me too.
Yeah. No, the entire team. And Joanne Chang, one of the top
chefs. Who we love.
Yeah.
But you know what? I so identified with her because she has a 5 and 8 and 8 year old. You know, I have a 6 and a 7 month old. But all I watch are things that they want to watch.
Yeah.
Like Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel is like, it's on in my house 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Miss Rachel's a show on YouTube for babies, teaches them how to speak. But all day, that's all you hear. So I identified with that.
Yeah. You'll be happy when they get out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Hello.
You want us to book Miss Rachel on the show?
She's a huge YouTube star.
Really?
She was a preschool teacher, I believe, whose child was nonverbal. And so she started making videos to teach her child how to speak.
Yeah.
And she has since blown up. Oh, what's so much more important than Miss Rachel, Bill and Winnie, on the TV?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Both of your attention just went right to the
Ryan
TV.
Ryan and Kelly are telling us how to plan for a trust and everything else.
Like planning for our death. Create a will and a trust.
God, you don't miss a trick.
I know.
All I did was glance up for a second.
I don't.
It's planning for your future.
It's what were we just talking about?
Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel. Yeah, big thing, yeah.
Hi.
Hey. Hello. Yeah.
We're going to book her.
Icky, sticky, sticky, sticky bubble.
Okay, that'd be quite enough out of you. You're worried about me glancing at the TV and you're singing Miss Rachel?
It's in my head all the time. What do you want to talk about?
Joanne Chang is pulling from the family recipes again this week. Her mama's famous dumplings.
Kiss 108. Now, back to Billy and Lisa in the morning on Kiss.
On Kiss.
On Kiss.
Kiss 108.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Fun show this morning. Winnie, you want to apologize to Justin?
I do.
Now get it out
I would
of the
like
way.
To apologize to my dear friend and executive producer, Justin, mm-hmm. over there. The story that he was saying that he gave me about the woman, 29, going into school, New Jersey high school, was lost in my papers. I had the story.
I forgive you.
So I just wanted to publicly say
I forgive
I apologize.
You. I forgive you.
Okay. Thank you for that. I feel better.
We're all doing our best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You and I both know it wasn't lost in the paper. She was just like, oh, whatever.
How dare you give me stories? I find my own way.
It was a very good story.
You know what's interesting? Billy, that's a good point. Yeah. I never give her weird stories. She gets her own. I usually give them to you and Lisa. Today,
exactly.
I said, oh, let me give one to her. And ended up in the trash.
It's like, as if I need your stories. Yeah. What you're dealing with here.
No, I like that you gave it to me, but I just got lost. I have a lot of papers over here for, like, advertisement and stuff, and I just got lost in there. So
this morning we talked a lot about Lisa's book club event, which, by the way, was amazing last night. So congratulations, Lisa.
Thanks.
It's amazing what a job you've done with that.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And we did it at Encore Casino, Encore Boston Harbor. Well, it so happens legalized gambling kicks in Tuesday morning. And wouldn't you know, Lisa's already booked the biggest gambling guy in the area. He's like national.
Is this confirmed?
We got him.
Nicole, yeah. So our friend Nicole is, we're working on the time, but Alan Berg, who's the win bet odds maker.
Yeah, and he's the guy that's been doing all the press and interviews around legalized gambling at Encore.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have him either Monday or Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning would be good, like in the 9 o'clock hour, literally minutes before gambling is legalized
up to it.
In Massachusetts.
It'd be so exciting.
So that's a good booking, Lisa Donovan. There good. You go. You are on fire. That's what you are.
Well, thanks to Nicole Russo, too.
Yeah.
For setting this up.
But tomorrow we're going to play the match game. We had a winner today.
We did.
Yeah.
Boys to Men.
Yeah. And we're all going to go to Boys to Men. I think that'll be awesome.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah. Does that make it Palentine's Day?
Okay, we can make it whatever you want.
We're pals.
Pals.
Well, Justin, why are you acting like this can't happen? This should be an easy guess.
Well, because this is what happens. We don't know if there are tickets available. We just assume there are. And then how many tickets do you need? Two for Billy.
Oh, no. Lisa already said
four
of us.
Just go,
Oh, just the four. So still, it's four tickets.
No, I think we're going deuces on this. So we can't go, without spouses on Valentine's.
Why not?
It's not really Valentine's.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
It's in February.
Oh, good.
It's not like on the actual
It's not
day.
On Valentine's.
Either
right.
way, we're going to Boys to Men.
And Valentine's Day is a Hallmark. It's a Hallmark.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not real.
Tomorrow, we'll play the match game again at 8:10. We also have local comedian Kelly McFarland coming in. She's awesome. We love her. She's funny.
She is very funny.
Yeah. And we've got a return of the intern. Don't forget, it's Friday. We have to do a return of the
intern. We do. We love it.
It's a signature segment. And this is an interesting one because Sue Brady, we've known her for a long time. But she goes way back. She's like Sunny Joe White days.
She does. She's going to come in with some really good stories. She's warning me. She's like, tell Billy. There's some good ones from Aruba.
So the Big Friday show.
Oh, no, not Aruba.
Oh, please, not that. The Big Friday show tomorrow morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in every morning, folks. We love you, and we'll see you in the morning. Bye.
I can't go one day without listening to...